employees of state agencies do not lose their constitutional rights simply because they are employed by the government.
Maria Kyanin is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida, the group currently challenging a 2011 executive order by the governor to randomly drug test state employees. Now that Governor Rick Scott has signed a bill into law that would essentially do the same thing, the ACLU is putting the state on notice.
Litigation is always an option that we consider, and no one should be surprised if this ends up in court.
One agency head who's not surprised by the bill's potential for litigation is Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi. She says she can't comment except to say,
I would go out on a limb and say I would anticipate litigation involved in the drug test.
We can take one more.
Governor Rick Scott seems unconcerned about impending litigation. He says drug testing state workers is the right thing to do for the state.
Just like a private company, you want to have productive workforce. Qualified workforce. I think all citizens of Florida deserve that, and that's why I signed the bill.
The bill goes into effect July 1st of this year. It allows state agencies to randomly drug test 10% of their workforce once every 3 months, and the agencies have to foot the bill as well. Scott says he already has drug testing policies in place at the governor's office, and with this new law, he will, quote, absolutely be asking all of his agency heads to implement the same policies. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.